Thanks for joining us for another episode of Mining City Minutes. And today we have two members of the Government Study Commission with us today. So we have Lori Casey and Cindy Perdue-Dolan. And I'm just going to let these guys introduce themselves, talk about what they do, and then what made them want to join our study commission. So go ahead, Lori.
Hi, I'm Lori Casey. I am retired. I worked for the local government for 15 years. All of those years were at various positions within the planning department. And when the voters approved the study commission, I thought that I could lend a lot of information from working under the current form and structure. So I have a lot of knowledge of how it's working today versus what any changes could be recommended. So it was of interest to me because I think it's important to look at whether we need changes and what kind of recommendations we can do to make our government better.
Absolutely. I think it's important for everyone to step up and do that. And this is the perfect opportunity for you guys to kind of be on the outside going, hey, this is what we see, instead of being on the inside. Cindy, how about you?
Well, like I said yesterday in another broadcast, how long do you have, Lindsay?
As long as you want. This is great.
A little bit of a chatty Kathy I am. But anyway, yeah, I actually came to Butte 34 years ago, sight unseen, for a job, plopped myself into Butte, Montana, and I never left. And I'm so glad I never did, because the people are amazing. And I've had the great opportunity to be a county commissioner here in Butte and elected for District 1, and it was an incredible experience. Like Lori, I think that it gives us an opportunity to give back. I mean, the things that I have had happen to me, I mean, I married a Butte guy, Dennis Dolan Jr., and it's been just a wonderful ride so far in Butte. And I just thought, you know, it's hard to complain if you don't step up and try and make a difference and try and make change if change is appropriate. And I think that this community of Butte has given me so much. I want to give back as much as I can. And I think that everyone that is on the study commission currently, for the next 2 years, we are going to give ourselves and as much as we can and try and get the community involved to try and make a better roadmap forward for Butte Silver Bow and its framework.
And I think that's amazing. I know that there's a lot of people that ran for it and a lot of people interested in. They just, if nothing else, that was one of the most important things. And I think people are amazing that they step up and want to take those positions, vote for it. And like you said, we need more people to step up, whether it's volunteering in the community or, you know, if they don't like something, join, you know, let your voice be heard. A lot of times, you know, I do the Marine Corps League and those things, and they're getting older, and we need younger people in these positions and younger people in our community to step up. We need more of that. It's not to bash anyone. It's saying, hey, we're here. We might see something different. Maybe have ideas that someone else hasn't thought of. With that, so what is some of you guys' major priorities with your study commission? What are you really looking at?
Well, the primary goal of the study commission and what they're responsible for is to look at the Butte Silver Bow Charter. So the charter states what kind of form and structure of government we have. We operate under self-governing powers. And I don't think anybody's looking to change that. That offers communities a lot of leeway in creating their ordinances and laws that they operate under. We currently, our structure is an elected chief executive with 12 commissioners. So one of the things we've heard, we've interviewed and talked to most all of the department heads and the elected officials. We still have a few more to do. But what we heard was to maybe look and analyze whether a different structure would be better, such as a city-county manager, maybe less commissioners, maybe they should be full-time. When we interviewed the commissioners, they said we couldn't even call them part-time because it's a small stipend that they receive, and it really is for the time they put in. So whether a full-time commissioner could put more time in and help the government be more efficient. So those are kind of the two primary issues that have come forward right now, and then we want to hear from the public and the community, and we'll be going out, we'll have surveys and do some listening sessions where the community, we hope to get their ideas and their thoughts also on what they think of our current structure and what they think we could do better.
Well, and if they do have some input, who would they get a hold of for that? If someone does want to call or email, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys for that?
Well, the best way to get a hold of us right now, we're meeting every Monday night, unless there's a federal holiday or that kind of thing. But we're trying to be as a little bit flexible as we can. But we have been meeting 5 o'clock on Monday evenings in the courthouse. If you go to the Butte Silver Bow webpage and click on the study commission, there's an opportunity to send us information, emails, questions, concerns, and we address those at every meeting. But more importantly, like Lori said, we're going to be going out in the community and going where folks are. I mean, we're a big county. So we have, you know, the outlying areas of Melrose and other areas of Butte Divide. We want to make sure everyone's heard and everyone has an opportunity to interact and get in touch and that kind of thing. So it's really, really important for folks to weigh in, because this is going to be whatever changes end up on the ballot in 2026 or recommendations we give to the county at the end of our deliberations and information that we get, that is going to be the roadmap and the framework for the next 10 years at least. I mean, if you look historically, we haven't had one for 20 years right, because the voters said, no, we're good. We're good with what we have. But at this point in time, if you look back, some of the changes that were made in 2004 or recommendations, it's almost 180 degrees different, because 20 years ago, if you brought up the idea of a city or administrative manager or lowering the amount of commissioners, it was almost taboo. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that was, but I think people are more engaged now to think about how does Butte Silver Bow stack up against other communities in the state of Montana, and how can we leverage ourselves in a better way to move forward and just kind of have a map of success for that.
I agree with you. I know that for a long time, anything that was said about lowering the amount of commissioners or the city mayor, city manager, it was like, oh, no, we like it. But it is good to have, you know, fresh ideas come in and have it looked at. And I know that has been something over the years that people are like, do we really need this many? And I think it's great, because I think that there's always room for change for the better for our communities. And I agree totally that you need to get out there and talk to the people. You know, some people don't really like the email, they don't want to call, but going out, people are more likely to talk if you go find them. That's for sure. And if they are interested, I will have that link on this podcast that they can click. They have any ideas of their own, or, you know, places you guys should show up to. And, you know, I think that is great. I think that everyone needs to have a voice when it comes to our community and how we are governed and how things change.
You know, the other thing I wanted to add, when we're talking about going from like a chief executive to a administrative or a manager that just does administration and is a professional administrative role, the other idea we also have been receiving is, in conjunction with an administrator, to have a front-facing person like a mayor or the current chief executive. The chief executive is pulled in a million directions, that administrative side, and then the front face of Butte, going to conventions and meetings and celebrations and proclamations and all of those things. So if we had someone dedicated just for that, that might be a great idea to have that in combination. It's almost like a left brain, right brain type of thing. That's very interesting for all of us to hear in the past many weeks that we've been meeting.
I would also add that I think also interesting is the commissioners, that folks are wondering that if they were full-time, if they would be available, you know, more. They'd have an office in the courthouse. You could walk in and talk with them, because most all of our commissioners have full-time jobs, so they have a lot to juggle, and they have big agendas every week that they're making votes on and things. So there's been talk about that, and also the continuity as you go between election years and continuing with some of the projects, and, you know, different departments have. That was somewhat, I think, some of their frustration, not that a new administration thought their project isn't important, but it may not have rose to the priority level to have other staff or whatever working on it. So it kind of just slowly died or just creeped along. I think that's a lot of what we heard from the department heads, is that continuity as you go between years. And so it'll be interesting once we get out to the public, like Cindy said, to see what their thoughts are, or if they see that, or they have any feelings one way or the other towards that.
I could see that, especially with the full-time. You know, as you know, I work for JP, and the amount of phone calls and things that we have on social media, and there's so many people that have concerns and they try to call up. So we're trying to scramble, okay, where do we put this call? Okay, this request. And, you know, if we had full-time commissioners, like, oh, this is in this area, maybe try to contact them first, because people do get frustrated. And like you said, they have full-time jobs as well. And then, you know, JP is, he's running here, he's going here, and he's trying to get these phone calls, and we're trying to take them, and I'm trying to settle them, and so is someone else, to have that intercessor in there that takes it and says, oh, that's with that area. We can have them start with that commissioner. You know, that isn't a bad idea. I think that's something that definitely people should look at and see.
And, you know, for his, again, going back in history, the last study commission we had, I think it was the last one, but they had a like four or five ballot issues. Oh, and we might want to talk about the buckets of infant things that we're going to do. But the idea of back in the day, you know, back in, I think, 2004, voters of Butte were asked about animal services, because that was always, that was a big concern.
Oh,
and so
still.
Still always is, always will be. But Lynette Hogart's doing an awesome job, I have to say.
We love
our
shelter.
For Lynette. And so what was interesting is that the voters decided to make that an autonomous department, to have a standalone and let them run that. And it's actually worked out really, really well. We're asking questions about that too. One that has come up is the coroner is a independent, you know, it's an autonomous office, but there are questions, should it go under the sheriff's department with full-time deputies that are on call or working 24/7? That might be a better fit. But these are the kinds of questions with the framework of how Butte Silver Bow is structured are the things that are out there for debate and question and input. So hopefully folks will look at that and look at kind of Butte's flow chart, if you will, mm-hmm. and see where the best fit is for the best ultimate efficiency and maybe cost savings and things like that. So those questions are important too.
Yeah, and I would just add that also the other thing that takes up a lot of information in the charter is the fire department. And we've heard a lot from both the career firefighters and the volunteer firefighters.
Yeah, that's a hot topic right now.
It is
sure.
a hot topic. And we are still, or at least I know, I think most of the commissioners, we received a lot of information from both the career firefighters and the volunteers. And I think we're still studying in that and analyzing it and kind of putting mm-hmm. some thoughts together and how it all fits in with the language that's in the charter currently and whether there needs to be changes there too. So that's been another one that has been a hot topic out among the community.
Well, in the animal shelter, I think it's great that they went to their own, because it's, and we just got a huge donation and the remodel is amazing. And that is like literally our favorite department with the public, obviously, because if anything happens, if dogs, oh, they spread that like wildfire, get this dog a home. And I think it's amazing to see that, you know, we have a lot of compassion, the dogs and cats.
It's so interesting. The questions and comments that we've gotten so far, some of the issues are very benign and easy to deal with, but some of these are going to be tough. But I think what's wonderful is, and when Lori mentioned the fire department, and that's a big piece of the charter, when we combined back in 1977 or consolidated back mm-hmm. in 1977, that language, and it has been updated or tweaked a little bit here and there, even if it might be contentious, I think it's wonderful that the people of Butte will get to decide what that looks like going forward. I think that's
a
big,
important.
big thing. And I think that's an exciting opportunity for us. And, you know, whenever you step out in faith to do a job and you're a volunteer, as all study commissioners are, we don't get paid. We're just volunteers. And it might rile some people up. But, you know, you put on some armor and you get out mm-hmm. there and you'd have the tough conversations. But you know what? It's, you learn more, as I think anybody, than the folks that you're talking with, if you're, you know, have respect for everyone and you can deal with issues moving forward, even if they get a little dicey, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and people disagree, that's okay. And so that's what's great about Butte. I think people have hopefully still respect for each other, and moving forward and coming up with these tough decisions is going to be a great thing. I'm excited. I love it. My husband thinks I'm nuts, but
I love it too. I love everything you guys are bringing up. I love the fact that you are asking hard questions and just regular ones. I mean, some people in the public, I don't think they realize what the study commission's focus is that charter and the, like you said, you know, the workflow of the government. That's one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on here to clarify, like, this is the charter we're looking at. This is how our government is functioning, you know, the departments, chief executive versus mayor and things of that nature. And it's great because, yeah, you're going to ask some hard stuff and people will get upset, but it's where we have that disagreements and that discourse and not, you know, just angry is where it matters. Because I love hearing every person's side for things that I ask. And I'm honestly curious, well, why? Oh, okay, that's a perspective I didn't see before. And I think everyone needs to be open to that, government and public. So I think it's a really cool thing that you guys are doing, for sure.
Yeah, and I think it's important, we've said it, but I think it's important to repeat it, is that our recommendations will go on the ballot. So ultimately, it'll be what this community of Silver Bow County wants. If they want certain changes, or if they decide that things are okay in the current structure. And then I think Cindy alluded to it, we have kind of two buckets. We have one that we will have what will go on the ballot to be voted on next November 2026. And then we have another bucket, and they can be recommendations to that will be given to the Council of Commissioners. So those are other things that we've heard that aren't necessarily covered under the charter.
Right.
You can't change the charter, but they'd be recommendations, whether it's maybe a department could do better if they did this or something. So we'll have a list of recommendations from what we hear that can go to the Council of Commissioners. Really, no comment is not noteworthy, because we're looking at both sides, even though some things we can't do because of the charter, but maybe it's an ordinance that isn't making sense. So that could be a recommendation to the council that says this ordinance needs to be cleaned up, or it's in conflict with something else.
You know, what's really neat is I think the opportunity that we have right now up until November of 26 is to encourage folks who work with a certain department. You know, we have such a diverse community. I mean, folks that work with like the weed board, or they work with public works all the time, or they work with another department, and they become real advocates for the public in that. And they can also see what's happening that's good, what's happening that's not so good. And so there's no bad question. There's no bad recommendation or idea, because then we have the ability to flush that out and say, you know, add that to the list of recommendations we can give to the commissioner, just to say, hey, these folks work with this department all the time, and this might be an opportunity to make something more efficient, streamline, whatever it is. And the county commissioners then have the opportunity to look at those list of things and say, yes, this will work. No, not so much. We will put that on hold a bit. They can constantly go back to it as an opportunity to say, this is what the public has given us as some really great ideas moving forward. And, you know, it might take a year, it might take some time to get those implemented. But I think that's another great way for people to interact with their local government, to say, let's try and move forward and do better.
Yeah, I agree. Like you said, there's diverse people in this community with a lot of diverse needs. And I'm fortunate in my job, amongst other things, I get to see, I will talk to these departments doing things, but then I also see what the public is saying about this work and about this department. So I kind of get to be that in between, which is nice, because I'm like, okay, what's going on with this park, guys? Hey, okay, that's amazing. You guys are doing this, and you have this much staff, but you're waiting on this. So I tell the public, because I think when there isn't the communication there, it does break down. And I think it's great that you guys get to hear from these departments, but also want to hear from the public. And some of those ordinances, I know that a big one every summer is campers and sitting there, or the junk vehicle. And that's a huge one for people. You know, when you talk to these departments, you'll see that it's a lower staff there, and they have a lot of area to coverage, like you said, Melrose, way up here, out here. And it's just a massive area. And so there is always room for improvement. And I think taking those, and, you know, like you said, maybe it'll take a year or two, some of them faster, and introducing them to the council. And I think that's great, because those are things that it may seem minuscule, but in the big picture, it is important, because we do want our community to look good. We want it to function. And it's tough. And some of the bigger ones are, like we were discussing earlier, we have a bunch of buildings that we own as Butte Silver Bow. And it's more than, when I had John Sullivan here, it's more than Missoula. You know, it's more than all these other counties. And just because of our historic nature, that we want to keep them.
Yeah, it could be overwhelming. When we first started, it was just like climbing Mount Everest in shorts. You know, it's just really, really hard to kind of wrap your head around. But I think as time goes on, We have really kind of gelled and figured out that, yes, our role is with the charter, number one, and that framework. And anything we can add to that for context is wonderful. I will mention another way of folks learning more about us is we stream our meetings. So we're on YouTube, high tech and woo for the young kids, you know, like old people like me. But our YouTube stream, it's just Butte Silver Bow Study Commission. And you can look at, I think the first two meetings were not streamed just because we were trying to get everything organized, but now we're on. And, you know, some of our meetings have been very long. We talked about a lot of different things. I would suggest folks to tap into that and see what we've been doing and know that we're trying to do this, you know, step by step by step. But that's a great avenue to get some more information about the commission.
We stream our Council of Commissioners meetings and you guys' meetings, and you can find that through our website or our YouTube. I think they're both great because I know how hot that courthouse gets, and I feel for you guys, but I'm like, no, I don't want to go up there. I'm just going to watch the stream. And a lot of older people getting up there, or people that have late nights and their kids and they got baseball games, but it is a great way to go back. And I also encourage people to look at our charter. You know, I never did that until this came up with this study commission. And I'm like, you know, I know pieces and what I need to know, but I never really looked at it. And I did that. And it's very interesting because it does go over a lot of things that do govern us and show us how everything is done. And we have budgets on there and people can just click and see what money is being spent where. And people get upset, but I'm like, it is transparent in that way. You can go to our website and you can click there and everything is there and you can download it. So I think it's a good tool that I don't think people realize that we can all just read it too and have our input that way. Oh, I didn't realize it was ran that way. Maybe I should call these guys. I'd like to see that change. So I think everyone needs to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, we've interviewed, I think, almost all of the department heads, and it's been interesting. People say, wow, I didn't know that department covered that, or they did all of that. So even if somebody's interested in a department, they should go out and they can look at our agenda and find out who was on and just kind of listen to see what that department covers. Because a lot of our departments cover a lot of different areas, really.
And some of the department heads, if not most, started off their testimony, if you will, with kind of an outline of what they do and their responsibilities. And it kind of gave a good overview of the things they do. I don't know if Mark Neary actually sleeps at night because his public works has a lot of folks and things underneath him that report to him. So it was very interesting even just to look at Butte Silver Bow's flow chart, you know, where things line up, where do certain things land, and is that the most efficient? I mean, even just taking a look at that, do things need to be moved around a bit? And so getting a strong foundation is really the goal by 2026. And I hope by the end of it, we can proudly say that this is going to bring us forward for even the next 10, 20 years, 30, depending on what the community wants. But we are, and I like what Chad Silk likes to say, we're setting ourselves up for success. And we really hope we are, because we have to be lean, mean fighting machines going into the future, because, you know, we'll have technology. We have things that weren't even thought about when writing the charter or updating it 20 years ago. No. I mean, these things that have catapulted into the front of the line that some of us are not so well versed in, but younger people are, you know, those kinds of things too are very critical as we think and move forward.
Absolutely. I know that technology, we were discussing that, and that's where I think with my generation, I'm very lucky because we were on the cusp of, we grew up without and with and are continuing that. So I love being on both sides of that. I help, you know, my vets that come up set up their phones because they have no idea. But then I can also go and use the old school. Like, it's hard for me to not do the double space after the period still. But then I can also, do the podcast. And we have a chat bot now, which, you know, I want to see that get more use, because sometimes our phones do go down. Sometimes, you know, people aren't there. Annie might be up with an appointment. Mac might get sick, you know. So it's nice to have that. And I always tell people, those are things that are really unique tools that we have that's just at their disposal. And, you know, we try to update everything on our website. And I think those are important things that, like you said, 20 years ago, they didn't exist. You know, now it's moving at light speed and we're trying to play catch up. But I think we're better point of sale processing systems at some of these places. But with these departments, I didn't realize how much Public Works is under. And holy cow. And I know that Parks and Rec are starting to move into their own now. So it's nice to see that department where Parks and Rec are big just as it is. And so now they have their own place on our website, and it's not so hard to find them as it was. You know, I don't think when I go Parks and Rec, oh, I should start at Public Works. No, no one in the community thinks that. Just like with our IT department having their own department now. It used to fall under finance and budget, and I'm like, no one would ever think to look there. So we are really focused on user friendliness and ease of use, and it's nice that we have these departments and what are they doing, and it's nice that those ones are coming out of from the other ones, because IT in itself is going to take over as one of the biggest, if not the biggest one, compared to Public Works now, because there's so many things that we need, whether it's law enforcement with body cams and their computers in there, and then we have all of our tax-wise stuff with the property, so it's just growing.
At least in Butte, I can say, without, even though we have abandoned mines in Butte, Montana, we don't have paperwork in a mine. So that's good. I don't know how many people will get that joke, but those who do, I thought that was funny. we're not in the dark ages. We actually are moving forward
we
as a community.
And I don't think people realize that, but we are. We have a lot of things that are just right up there with everyone else. You know, we're constantly working on new innovations to bring to the community. That's ease of use, you know, anything like online payments for folks that can't really get to the courthouse. You know, just simple things like that, making it faster to use cards down at the Civic Center. To our telecommunications system, we have a new telephone system now that definitely needed an upgrade. So it's those things that are important. We have our mass communication texting. It's not new. We've had it for a long time, but we finally upgraded that to where if things do happen, we can send out those mass notification text messages. And those things are important to a community, especially, you know, nowadays. It's communications, everything. And I think it's great because you guys are involved in that now as well. And you see with the departments how they communicate. What do you guys actually do? Oh, you work under here. And that's something that I think people don't realize either. By listening to you guys talk to all these department heads, it gives them an idea of what that department does. Because some people call up and I don't know where to go for this. So it's actually learning in itself just listening to you guys, because it informs the public of what each department does. So I think it's a great thing. So what's on you guys' next agenda, and when do you guys think you're going to be getting out there and, you know, talking to folks? Do we have any of that planned yet?
Yes, we are. We did go to the Kiwanis Club, so we're going to start meeting with some of those clubs. So if anyone wants us to come to their meetings, they should send a quick email or that, and we'll get them on the schedule. We're also going to start scheduling, probably next month, I would imagine, would be our listening sessions, where we'll go out. We're going to try and have a listening session in Melrose and some throughout the community here, and we'll be getting our survey out. One of the things that we realized is with all this technology, we have limitations too. So we are trying to get somebody out of under contract to help us with that marketing, to help us get our message out. And so hopefully they'll be under contract soon and help us get the survey out. And the best method to get the survey, we're talking, somebody said the water bill. But then you got a great portion of the county that doesn't get a water bill. So what are some other areas to get out? But all of that should be taking place through the month of July and August, I think.
You know, there are two things for folks to realize that with the study commission and any, you know, for every 10 years, the state of Montana allows every county, all 56 counties, to decide whether or not they want a study commission. And we have gotten some great help from MSU Extension out of Bozeman, and they help us with that framework and the different forms of government and the ideas and the hurdles we'll probably have as we move through the process. But they really helped us and are continuing to help us with questions or concerns as we move through the process. And there are some deadlines that are structured within that by statute we have to have X done by this date, mm-hmm. and get everything ready by the November election of 2026. But beyond that, what's really great is, and you can see it on the website, we do have a little bit of a budget. We do have some money for this process. And like Lori said, we're able to hire a marketing specialist who is able to do all of those marketing things and the technology things, and trying to elicit more information for us to work with and suggestions from the public. So that interaction is great, and having that person will be key to get the word out. And as you were talking about technology earlier, Lindsay, you were saying, you know, a whole litany of great ideas and possible recommendations. That's really that recommendation list, that what could we do to help get everything streamlined and efficient. But I think it's a great opportunity for the folks to get engaged and not feel intimidated. Oh, it's the charter. It's 17 pages. And 17 yeah. pages might be a lot, but really, truly isn't. It's digestible, and you can read through it, and you can try and begin to understand how this framework exists and why it's so important. Mm-hmm. And I think that if folks read through that and have some ideas, this is a great opportunity. Do we sound like we're begging for information? At this point, I think, you know, we're just really so excited to hear from the public, because mm-hmm. like Lori said, we have learned an awful lot from our department heads, and the amount of work they do is tremendous. And they just keep, you know, the whole machine moving forward for Butte Silver Bow. And this is just another component of that, hopefully, you know, for the next 10 years.
Absolutely. I think it's good you guys are begging for information, because most people... You know, they're just like, whatever. Well, this study commission is very on top of it. You guys want to know. You want to hear from everyone, and you're giving everyone that opportunity, whether it's government or public. And I love that. Like, I love the innovation stuff. I love the technology stuff. I don't necessarily love some of the weirder stuff with robots. That freaks me out. But like our jail, we have tablets that have been implemented now for the inmates. So they can use that as communication instead of worrying about mail coming in and out. They use the tablets back and forth, and, you know, they're getting somewhere, scanning them in, and then they can read those, and they can use those for visiting. So, you know, I think those are great steps towards safety, security, and efficiency at our jail, and letting these people, that family members and friends that want to communicate with them, and it's a great way to do that, keeping everyone safe and maybe cutting down on the amount of staff that it takes to watch over these things, where technology comes in and you can limit their use. They have books on there now. They have all these amazing things that we can do with those tablets, but it's still secure, so they can't go wandering wherever they want. Yeah. But that was just one of the things that I think our community doesn't understand, and we haven't really made it a huge thing. But to me, it is. You know, I love to hear about these things, and those are things that we can take into other areas. I think it's great. I think we are moving in the right direction. I think having this study commission is so important and making sure everyone has a voice in it.
You know, I wanted to mention and actually give a shout out to Ed Bandarab. Ed Bandarab is a gentleman here in Butte who attends probably almost every Council of Commissioners meetings, and also been attending our study commission meetings. The reason for that is he's been a real proponent of community and neighborhood councils. And if you read our current charter, it's actually in there. And I think this actually is a parallel to the amount of work the county commissioners do, and the idea of streamlining that, making the commission 5, 6, 7 members, whatever that might be, but full time, in order for them to have the opportunity and time to invest in different neighborhoods in Butte. Because as we've been talking throughout this podcast about the diversity of our community, the size of our land base, and rural and urban, each neighborhood is a little bit different, and folks living in Uptown Butte, maybe on the west side, have different needs and concerns than folks who live out in the rural parts of our county. So in order for that effectiveness, I think that would be a parallel track of streamlining the commission, but in turn also creating these neighborhood or community councils might be a great idea to have that effectiveness right on the ground. The best ideas we get are from the grassroots up. Mm-hmm. And so the folks in, you know, you go as far as a neighborhood up to the county commission, that's, I think, where we'll be able to get the great ideas and, you know, give those ideas to your commissioner and then move that forward. So all these kinds of ideas are really exciting and interesting. So if you just dip your toe in to the charter and start thinking about things, so when you come to a listening session, I hope everyone will bring a list of ideas and questions and concerns. It'll be really fun to interact and learn those things.
That's one of my favorite ones I heard, is the neighborhood council. I love that. I love that it will build neighborhoods back again. When I grew up, I knew all my neighbors. Some of them are still there. Their families have taken over those houses. I knew in like a 5-block radius who everyone was. Now, I know a few. I say hi. No one knows each other. I think that is an amazing thing to get that community within the communities built back up, because I love it. I'm very like, oh, who's that? Is that a new person moving in? Oh, we should say, you know. Some people are like, what, do you do that here? Yes, I want to know who I live by. You know, that's amazing. I want to know. I want to get to know and invest in those neighborhoods. And I think that's, like you said, West Side's way different than this East Side. Uptown is way different than from, you know, down in the flats.
And what's interesting, that your take on that is absolutely perfect, because we don't want to add on, you know, people are busy. People have, you know, the kids and baseball or whatever, you know, sports these days are absolutely insanely crazy and great. Yes. But the idea of, oh, that's going to be another meeting. I don't want people to have that attitude. I want that attitude that you just expressed about how can we get together and work together and learn about each other and what's important for our section of Butte. You know, what's working well, what's not. And, you know, you can go as far as, you know, neighborhood watch and things like that. But that's what the great essence of Butte is. The Butte folks are, and Butte people are so amazing. And I'm just, every day I wake up and I'm just so blessed I live in Montana and in Butte.
Same.
So this is a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. So these are the fun things that we can talk about and learn from people and see what's important.
I would agree. And I think Ed's been relentless on the neighborhood councils and community. He's been doing it for a very long time, and he had some momentum and then it got kind of lost. And he's really now really trying to bring that back and get more of our community, because in the planning department, there was two neighborhood plans done, one for the Greeley and one for what they named Central Butte area. And they had a lot of momentum at first. And then as years progress and that, it kind of goes by the wayside. Right. And so he's been a very strong advocate with some good ideas for it. And so I think it is important. And I think if we do reduce the number of commissioners, their districts are going to get larger. There is the option for them to be elected at large or else to keep districts. So that's another thing we'll be looking at. But if they do keep the districts, they'll be larger. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be important to have a way for them to communicate with everyone. Because as Cindy said, there are some differences and there's different needs in those neighborhoods.
I love that idea, though. It just made my heart sing, like, oh my God, whether we shrink it or not. I know Jim Fisher is my commissioner and I know him, but I don't really know him well. And I just kind of like, we should get to know that, because no one in my neighborhood knows who their commissioner is. I think that kind of is across the board. Unless you really have something going on, then you don't really find out. But I think it's important to know that, you know, whether it's good or bad things that you want to talk to them. And I think building that neighborhood community is amazing. You know, we need those back. We've lost something with technology. That's where the technology kind of comes in, and people don't really hang out anymore. It's on their phones. And I think we've lost something there.
And I think the engagement with local government, unfortunately, in the past many decades has been, in my experience in Butte, has been engagement with the commission, the county commissioners, or the chief executive is always seems to be reactive.
Yes.
Something bad happens or something is controversial, and all of a sudden you have thousands of people up at a commission meeting. And that's wonderful. But at the same time, I hope that folks aren't intimidated by local government thinking, oh, I don't know anything about it, or I don't know my commissioner. Learn that and find out who your folks are, because this is a process with the study commission that we're just really hoping folks engage and give ideas about what's working, what's not. But it gives you a sense of ownership that you're participating and you're trying to make a difference for, as you know, you start with your neighborhood, your street, and things like that. And the minute you start interacting and realizing those barriers come down, and then you can have that constant communication. Because if you don't have an establishing relationship, and once you establish relationships, you build trust. And though you might have different political views, that's great. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we're trying to work for Butte. And if you live in Butte and you love this community, this is your chance to say what you think can be better, what ideas you have. And so I'm really hoping people take a proactive look at this and say, yeah, I want to come up with a solution. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, that's okay. Try again. Mm-hmm. You know, keep trying. And that engagement, it comes back tenfold, I'll tell you.
Yes,
it does. The minute I started doing that, I have been so blessed with just learning so much and engaging with all kinds of people. It's just a wonderful process, and I hope people take advantage of it.
Yeah, you have a stake in something. You are part of something and not just on the outside. And like you said, people show up when it's controversial. Show up when it's not. Learn something, you know, watch some of those streaming because, you know, there's a lot going on. And then sometimes when things get voted on, they happen and people are like, what? When did that? I didn't know that. Well, you know, they've had public opinion sessions. They've had it on, you know, and then it happens and people are like, well, I don't know. Well, get involved. Like you said, get involved. Even if it's not directly with local government, get involved with a group that is something that you're very interested in. I think we need to start there and just be a part of something. Because when you start building that, you do, you have a stake in it. These things that are going on in the parks. If you want to see something in a park that you live by, more things, there you go. There's another thing you can start and say, hey, I have an idea for this. Or, you know, the nursing homes. I know that's a big thing where they don't get a lot of visitors, but they beg for them and they beg for volunteers and they want to be included. And that's a big thing with us. We're trying to figure out with our newsletter. It's in the water bill, but it's also digital. But they give us a lot of extras and I got to run those and I run them to the nursing homes because they don't have the access, but they also don't have a water bill. So I'm like, oh, we're going to do this. So those are just little solutions that everyone I know, they have something to contribute. So
absolutely.
I would agree.
And I would hope people have the sense after listening to this conversation today that we are so open for ideas and input. We talked about sometimes it is intimidating to go up to the council commissioners and folks on a dais, and then you're in a podium, and then you have to speak, and you only have this much time, and I'm getting hyped up just thinking about
it. That's anxiety.
And actually, one, I had been on television and I used to host a radio show, so I'm very comfortable, but I have to admit, one council meeting, I went up to, and I got up and I was at the podium and I had a Cindy Brady, again, a old reference of just deer in the headlights, basically. And I didn't talk for like a whole minute and I didn't know. And I was almost like a panic attack. And it was just like, so that's hard. People just, you know, aren't comfortable, and everybody is uncomfortable at times, but we've all been there. It's okay. And then so what's the great thing about these listening sessions to go out in the community is, unlike a commission meeting where you can get up and have a public comment, but you can't talk back and forth with the county commission, that's not us. We are gathering and, again, begging for folks to come in and talk with us. But
you want a conversation.
Yeah, a conversation.
Yes,
because
dialogue.
That's why we can get, and then if someone presents an idea, we can flush that out and say, what are you thinking, this or are you thinking that? And so that kind of interaction is going to be so valuable and an opportunity, you know, soup to nuts, whatever you think of, you think might help. We're willing to listen and hope people take advantage of it. And so that'll be a fun dialogue to have.
That's a way better setting because I know I don't like, I mean, I had to give a speech and I froze. I could do this all day long. But, oh my God, yeah, standing up in front of people is different. I could karaoke, but I can't stand up and talk. But this is, it's one of those grassroots sessions. Hey, come talk to us. You know, it's no different than talking to anyone else. So when you go to a meeting, if you go to any kind of your organizations, I know, I'm sure the Legion would love to have you. That's a great setting for a listening session, and it's a small setting, perfect. But I'm just thinking now, I'm like, oh my God, where are some other places? And that's what I think happens when you guys kick off this ideas of things, then it encourages others to come out with ideas. And I think that's a great contagious thing, you know, instead of having the angry and, oh yeah, I hate this, I hate this. Well, what do you like? What do you want to see? And I think that's amazing that you guys are putting it out there. Like, give them the information, give them the ideas.
Absolutely. And there's no bad idea. And I think it's a great opportunity. And to let folks know that we are a consolidated government, and we, you know, we're number one on the license plate for a reason.
Absolutely.
So, and we have Anaconda Deer Lodge County. We're the only two consolidated governments in the state of Montana. And I think Fergus says something different. But other than that, and we like that.
Yeah,
we like
special.
That framework and the idea that we can charter our own course, no pun intended.
And I like that because Anaconda Deer Lodge, they're like our sibling, you know. I mean, I know that other people want to take number one from us. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Absolutely
not.
Not
on my watch.
Yeah, me neither. Right. And that is what makes this, you know, we are a strong community. We, you know, even if we don't get along all the time, tack one of us, tack all of us. And I think that's great with Butte because we do. We fight for each other. And at the end of the day, it's like, oh, we still live in Butte. We're still Butians. So
absolutely. Yeah. And it's so I would be on the lookout for our meetings at 5 o'clock on Mondays at the courthouse. And then we're getting our marketing person all situated and contract agreed to and all of those housekeeping things. Yep. But once she's off and running, it's going to be really great. And hopefully this interaction will begin and we can get some great ideas and really catapult us into a framework that's wonderful with the charter and also with a list of recommendations for the county commissioners.
Great. And then once we have that visibility up and going, we'll be sharing that, I know, on our website and on our Facebook, and you guys will have your own platform. So that'll be great to look forward to. Thanks for coming on the show today, guys. And I'll see you guys on the next episode of Mining City Minutes. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lindsay.